Let's start with 2 weeks to go, a 13-game skid, and trying to keep guys going down the stretch here. Not worry about all the outside noise. There's plenty of that, we know.
No,
but, but focusing on the task at hand, and that's going out and performing against the Bears this week. It's got to be tough.
To say it was easy, I would be lying to you. But, you know, the one thing that you have to lean on is the fact that you're professional. And you remind your players that they are professionals and that there are a whole lot of guys wish they would be in the position that they're in. You know, we get paid to do a job. We can't guarantee the outcome. But what you can guarantee is that you're going to prepare yourself the very best of your ability. You're going to go out there. You're going to play to the very best of your ability and let the chips fall where they may. If you do that, then you can look at yourself in the mirror regardless of the outcome and live with it.
Ron Middleton with us, Jaguars tight ends coach. Let's get into your room. And Tyler Eifert, it feels like the last 3-4 weeks or so, I think he's only missed 2 targets in that time. Mm-hmm. And you knew he was going to be productive as this year kind of went along. He's a veteran. He's been around the league for a while. Has there been anything different over the last month with Tyler?
Our plan for him. You know, his career has been plagued with injuries here and there, and whether nagging or season ending. He came in with the right attitude, first and foremost. And I think Coach Marone and the training staff sat down and they had a plan. They got a plan for him as far as we know what his strengths are. We know what his weaknesses are. We know why we got him here. So we're not going to try to ask him to do things that, you know, that we have other people to do. Therefore, we can get the best out of his abilities. So I think that's first and foremost the plan that we have for him as far as not asking him to do everything, but to concentrate on the things that he's really good at. And it's worked out. You know, he's comfortable. He knows his role. I guess I went the long way of saying that he plays his role. He's playing his role, and he's comfortable with that. If we ask him to do a couple things here and there that everybody's not expecting him to do, he has over-delivered in every phase, in my opinion, yes.
Ron Middleton with us, Jaguars tight ends coach. James O'Shaughnessy came into the year with the knee thing, trying to work his way back to productivity. We're seeing him on the field a little bit more as of late. I mean, it's been a difficult year for most everybody, but tell us about James and how his progression has gone now to this point.
You know, he's not 100% healthy yet. He's still working, but he's out there busting his butt. I think he's done some good things for us this year. Can't wait to see him completely healthy to see where he can go from there.
You got some young bucks, Eric Saubert, tight end. Well, he's a third-year player. And then Tyler Davis is really the youngster. He mm-hmm. was out there holding last week, of all things, and the strangest of circumstances. But will those guys get any time? Or is it one of those where it's kind of a little late in the season here?
Well, you know, Eric, when we lost Bruce, our fullback, Eric stepped up. You know, he came to me and said, "Hey, coach, I can play that fullback spot." I'm like, "Man, get out of here. You're narrow hip, but you don't want to." He's like, "No, coach." And I tell you what, he has done extremely well at the fullback position. I told him today, I said, "Hey, man, that's what separates you from everybody else. So you can play that fullback position. Now, we're not going to just overdo it with him back there, but to sprinkle him in there 5 or 6 snaps a game at that spot, he's done really, really well at that fullback spot. Tyler is, the arrow is still up on Tyler. I think the injury set him back a little bit way back, and we got to remember he's still learning the position. But as far as size and speed and strength, I mean, he's going to develop into a productive tight end in this league. It's, you know, it just hadn't all clicked for him yet. And, you know, converted quarterback, that's what he did in college. He held the ball in college, you know, holder for the, he was a holder. So glad he was here to be able to do that with us not having Cookie out there. So he came through big time for us last week.